Hello.
Stop.
Hi, this is Josh Carter, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yeah, I'm in Hector County.
All right. And let me ask you, do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside of the city limits?
City limits.
And generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track at the moment?
Well, I think our tax dollars could be spent better in Hector County.
All right, so at the moment, you think that are going on the wrong track, correct?
No, I just think their funds are misappropriated.
Okay. Could be
better.
Okay, got it. And based on what you can see, what is the most important issue facing Hector County at the moment?
No, there's quite a few of them, but I would just say infrastructure for sure.
Infrastructure, okay. Give me just one second. All right, and based on your experience, how would you rate the economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Economic conditions?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good, fair, great. I mean, oil industry drives it, you know.
Okay, got it. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Man, it's hard to say. Hector County is a boom or bust. Eight or five years it might not be doing so good. It just, I've lived here for going on 12 years now, and it's up and down, so you never know.
So we can say that it could be about the same, but it will depend on, you know, the decision.
Yeah, we'll say the same.
Okay, got it. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
Well, I think we're all
somewhat
concerned.
Not at all concerned.
Nah, somewhat. You never know.
Oh, got it. Now, I am going to read a list, quality and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. So please tell me how you rate each in Hector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor. So the first one is the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Fair.
What about welcoming and inviting the people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
I think that's pretty fair.
Got it. What about public safety and low crime?
I don't know. I think we probably rate more on the poor side there.
Okay, understood. And what about quality of the public schools?
Horrible.
Got it. And offering job opportunities in your field?
Excellent.
What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Effective leadership from elected officials?
I'm sorry, what was the last one?
Effective leadership from elected officials.
I would say fair.
All right. And what about the availability of quality healthcare?
Fair.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. What do you think about that?
Well, there's more bars than here.
All right, so on that one, you think that Hector County is just doing excellent then?
Well, I wouldn't say excellent. I think they need a diversity of entertainment opportunities. But, I mean, yeah, if you want to go to a bar, that's a good place to go.
It's easier to go.
Yeah,
got it.
There's one on the corner.
Oh, wow. Okay, now what about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? What do you think about that?
I would say probably, man, it's just so one-sided on industry as far as, you know, job growth here. So I would say we were fair on that also.
Got it. And the availability of affordable housing?
I guess it depends on what you consider affordable. I mean, compared to New York, yeah, we're great. But, you know, to other places, no, it's extremely, extremely expensive. Basically, if you don't work in the oil and gas industry or something connected to it, it's very hard to make it. I don't know how people make it, like working at Whataburger or something like that.
No money, no honey.
definitely no money, no honey.
Got it. So we can say that it's poor at the moment based on that.
Yeah.
Got it. And what about public transportation?
Yeah, we have a bus system and stuff, so I guess that would be fair. I don't know. I haven't rode it, but there's public transportation.
Okay. And what about being able to get from a place to place with little traffic?
Horrible.
All right. And natural beauty and physical setting.
depends on there's nothing naturally beautiful here.
All right.
My backyard.
All right, but I guess it's good enough, I guess. But on this one, but on this one, overall, in Ector County, you are thinking that it's poor because you don't have a lot of things to go on that side, right?
Yeah, there's no water, no trees, you know, it's just sand and there's lots of work if you like to work, dusty, dirty. I mean, there's some pretty places, but there's things nearby, but it's not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Now, we are just in the halfway of the survey. Thank you very much for the time that you're investing with me on this. So let me ask you, I have a list up here of some types of people. So now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for those type of peoples, for the following ones, which is the first one, families with children. Do you think that is excellent, good, fair, or poor, Ector County as a place to live?
I would say good.
What about people like you? What do you think?
Probably good.
And about racial and ethnic minorities?
I would say that's probably good to excellent, because there's plenty.
Okay. And immigrants from other countries?
I mean, we have a high influx of Cubans right now, so I would say it's probably good for them also. I mean, there's a lot of work opportunities, so people from all different places and all parts of the world coming here to work, so.
Gotcha. What about retires?
I wouldn't retire here, but it's probably a good place to retire.
Okay. And what about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
We probably have a pretty good, I mean, it would be degree specific, but I would say probably a pretty good opportunity in Ector County for that.
Okay. And young and single people?
Entering the job market?
Overall, Ector County is a place to live for that type of people.
I would say probably good.
And what about people living below the poverty line?
I would say it's probably horrible living conditions for anyone under the poverty line in Ector County.
Got it. And what about for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
I would say that's probably, this is an excellent place to do that.
Got it. Now, how will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
I would say good.
And now, I know that it's kind of hard, you know, to predict the way that the things are going to be around, but over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think we'll probably stay pretty static.
Got it. Now, economic development generates investment wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. So how familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I would say somewhat confident.
Got it. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans of community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I would say not too familiar.
All right, we are at 75% right now. Thank you very much for your answers. We are just have a few questions, and we are about to end up this. So let me ask you, how confident are you in the vision, plan, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I would say somewhat confident.
Got it. And how likely are you or anybody or immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
To move away from Hector County?
Yeah.
I would say probably not very likely.
Not at all. Not too likely or not at all likely?
No, not too likely.
All right. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
High school diploma.
And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I would just have to go probably Libertarian.
So like Independent, let's say?
Yeah, I would say Independent.
Got it. And what is
your Republican hippie an option? Mm-hmm. Is Republican hippie an option?
No, just Democrat, Republican, and Independent or other.
Well, I don't like him putting us in categories, but I'll go with Independent. I guess we'll have to choose out of those three.
Okay, got it. And what is your age, sir?
39 years old.
All right. And do you have a school-age child living in your household at the moment?
I have a senior in high school. That's the last one.
All right. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African America, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Human. I mean, that's where I'm at with it. I would be probably more Native Caucasian, but I'm going to say I'm human because that's really all that matters as far as I'm concerned.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. And is anyone, I understand that, so it's okay. So is anyone in your household employee in a job that is related to gas or oil industry?
Yes, me.
Got it. And is your annual household income above the $75,000, in between $40,000 to $74,000, $25,000 to $39,000, sorry, or below the $25,000?
We're about 75.
And are you currently employee full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently an employee?
Employed full-time, more hours than I want.
Okay.
Good
and now
problem to have, bro.
That's what it's like. So now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else? You know, this is just a question. Yeah. So.
They said I was male when I was born, so that's what I'm going with.
Got it. So, sir.
All the parts are there.
So, sir, I just want to say thank you very much for all your time. This last question concludes our survey today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and take care, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.